This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. My name is Rob Thomas with Wish Upon a Star. How are you doing?
I'm fine, but how are you doing?
I am doing very, very well. Calling about your nomination for your grandma?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on with her.
Well, she's been in the hospital for almost a week now. She had surgery on her foot today because she's diabetic and it was starting to swell.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason I nominated her is because on September 9th, she was taking a load of laundry down to the laundry room in our garage, and she fell and dislocated her shoulder.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Is she doing a little better now?
Not really. She also has a pinched sciatic nerve, and so she hasn't been able to get around very easily. In fact, my aunt is here right now from Drain helping me while she's been in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. What are things like around her house?
She has a cow king bed, which I'm about 5'2". It goes up to my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Her front porch and the garage, both entryways, have steps on them that she cannot manage without a ramp or at least railings.
Okay.
So she has been stuck in the house since the 1st of September when she fell.
And she's not able to get any therapy at home?
No, we're working on it, but because she wasn't wheelchair bound, her doctor wouldn't approve of in-home therapy.
Oh, okay. How old is your grandma?
She is 72.
72 years young.
Yes.
Kind of has a little bit of issues with wrapping a Christmas tree, getting it all decorated.
Yes. This is her favorite time of year, and so I'm trying to make it as cheerful as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was hoping to get her a pre-lit Christmas tree, but she has a hard time wrapping the lights around the branches.
Yeah, especially with, you know, what she's going through right now and stuff. That's got to be extremely difficult.
Oh, it is.
Well, you sound like a pretty darn good granddaughter.
Thank you. I try.
Well, Brittany, thanks to Brook Communications and Wish Upon a Star, we're going to do some things to help Grandma out a little bit.
Oh, thank you so much.
How you doing, Vera?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I understand that you're in the hospital right at the moment and that you just had some surgery done, correct?
Yes, I did. Who are you?
I'm with Wish Upon a Star.
Well, I'm not going to, I don't think I'm going to go to the stars yet.
Well, what we do is we tend to make things happen when it seems like it's impossible for things to happen. And we got a nomination for you from your granddaughter, Brittany. She talked about back in September that that you had a fall and that you dislocated your shoulder.
Yeah, my left shoulder, huh? Yes.
Because of that fall, kind of made you a little depressed, and that it's been kind of hard to get in and out of your home and move around because it also pinched the sciatic nerve.
Well, my sciatic nerve it bothers it now, and then my shoulder, even though I can move it a little bit, it still has a pain that they can't figure out why. It's from the shoulder down to my elbow, and they can't on my bicep. So I can't raise my arm very high at times, you know, and stuff. It hurts really, really, really bad. I can't drive my car because it's a 5-speed, so I have a hard time. I can't shift gears, bottom line.
Right.
And so and Brittany can't drive, so.
Made things pretty difficult. You went from being mobile and being able to take care of yourself pretty well independently to now kind of having to rely on other people to help you out and get you around.
I've got one little gal that comes all the way down from Drain and takes me places because she's the only one I trust that can help me get in and out of my house because I got steps and I can't get up and down the steps because I have no railing, I have no ramp, and those two little steps for some reason are like my destiny for falling. Every time I get near them, I start tripping around. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And so she comes all the way down from Drain and helps me.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, she's a pretty good kid. I wouldn't tell her that to herself, though. I don't want her to have a fat head, but she's been really good about helping me and stuff. And Brittany can't hold me when I go to fall. I mean, she's strong enough, this little girl, to hold me up, but Brittany is not that strong.
Yeah. No offense to her or anything.
No offense to her. No, she just, I always told her she's got arms like noodles because when I go to grab a hold, they start flopping around, you know? I call them noodle arms sometimes. It's just been one thing after another. And then 2 weeks ago, a girl came down from Grand was going to hang pictures because I haven't even gotten completely moved in my house since June. Something's wrong with my foot. It was all red. My toe is real swollen. And I'm diabetic. Her dad's diabetic, so she's out bringing some stuff down. We'll clean it and see what's going on. And she looked at my foot. She's not hanging nothing. You're going to the hospital right now. So here I am.
Wow, and they had to do surgery on it to help drain it and get it back to normal?
Well, they drained it, but then they had to do surgery and chip off some of the bone on my big toe. They thought they were going to have to amputate my big toe or my foot because it went into the infection went into my bone.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to get to go home today or tomorrow, but I've got a little vacuum thing with a hose on it that I've got to carry around with me now and for at least a month and a half, 2 months. So it's just been like one thing after another.
Yeah, it's sometimes when it rains, it pours, and hopefully it's going to stop now and things will kind of smooth out for you and get a little bit better.
I'm back to square one. I'm stranded in my house because I can't get up and down those steps because for some reason, I don't know what it is. They're not very tall steps or anything, but I trip on them. I don't know why in the heck I do that, but I do. And I'm afraid that I'll trip on, fall and hurt myself again, you know, and I don't need that. So,
right.
Just terrible. I don't know. I guess God don't give more than you can handle. That's what they say.
Well, here at Wish Upon a Star, we'd like to help you out.
Okay.
We've teamed up with Bobby Geyer Construction. Bobby and his team are going to come over, and they're going to take a look at that steps and stuff, and they are going to take care of that for you to make sure that it's very safe for you to get in and out of your house.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Also, I know that it's a little difficult for you to use your arms and stuff with what's going on with your shoulder and your nerves. Bobby Geyer Construction has also purchased a nice, beautiful pre-lit Christmas tree for you.
Wow.
And they're going to bring you a nice holiday meal for you as well.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And with everything that's been going on with you recently and stuff and with your foot surgery and all that, this next item that we got in partnership with West Harvard Furniture sounds like it'll be a great tool for you. We got you an electric power chair. It's fully reclining and will also help stand you up as well. This will make things much easier for you to get up and down and enjoy some relaxing times. So that way you can heal and get better as quickly as possible.
Wow. Wish upon a star is like wishing, wishing upon the Big Dipper here. The ramp itself will make things look up for me. As far as I'm concerned, oh my gosh. It'll get me out of my house. Wow. Talk about Merry Christmas. God bless you guys. Thank you so very much. And you're with Robert?
Yes.
Okay, Robert, thank you so much. And bless you guys. Good Lord.
You are very welcome.
I'm sitting here in the hospital in shock. They'll have to probably give me a pill now again. Thank you.
Rest up and get well, and let me know when you're home so we can get these guys in touch with you, okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Happy holidays from 104.5 Sam FM.